You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. The show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and I am the Sita. Yeah, hi. Ellen is
live. We're live on Facebook.
So for all my dear friends who are tuning in, we can also be heard on the web at WWBC.com. Am I correct, Pastor Paul?
1510WWBC.com.
That's right. And we also have all the shows posted on Cedar Media Inc. That Ellen does a good job doing that. We have an action-packed show for you today. Ellen Little is here, as usual. She's going to be co-hosting with us.
Yes. Happy Monday. Another happy Monday.
And our show is fun. It's unscripted. It's very educational. And we give out valuable information to our listeners, whether it's about politics, purchasing a home, buying a book, taking care of a loved one, whatever it is, we give out the information that people like. So, my dear friends, let me introduce our friends. We have with us Randy Foster, and he is with Foster Experts. He is a former law enforcement officer, and now he runs his own company here. He does a lot of, detective work. And it's called Expert Witnesses. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sita.
And Randy brought with him a friend, Kenny Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a very easy name to say, Kenny Johnson. Sometimes have some names. I have to ask Ellen, let's figure out how to say the syllables before we go live on air. And Kenny, I'm glad that you're here. Kenny's here. He's going to be talking a little bit about running for office. This segment is not paid for by his campaign because he's here as a friend of Randy Foster and a friend of Sita and Friends. So welcome.
Thank you.
On our second segment, we have my friend Kimberly Newton. And Kimberly is an elder ambassador. And you may ask, what is an elder ambassador? She is a volunteer. It's a volunteer outreach effort in Orange County Commission on Aging. And they focus on increasing awareness of the elder services and opportunities here in Central Florida. So Kim's going to talk a little bit about that later. And she brought her lovely children who are homeschooled and very disciplined, Lily and Zachariah. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and Zachariah. Zach is waving at us.
Yes.
Yes.
So and he'll be speaking on the next segment as well.
Yes. So our first segment is going to be with Randy, but before we talk to Randy about his longtime military and civilian law enforcement career, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in our news and around the nation. We had a lot of news this weekend about Starbucks and what happened inside of the Starbucks. Anybody know what state it was? Was it Philadelphia? I think it was. And you know what? We watched a video, and a lot of my friends and I, we were having a conversation about it. And I said that normally if I'm waiting in Starbucks, I choose to buy a cup of coffee while I wait. If my wait is going to be a little bit longer than I anticipated, then I don't mind waiting in my car. But I really never had an issue with waiting in Starbucks for someone.
Well, and Starbucks always had the policy of the free Wi-Fi. It was like they almost invited you to kind of have meetings and do work there. So
right.
It's kind of odd that transpired.
Well, some people are saying that the manager felt as though the two young men were trespassing. And I can understand it as well, but I'm just saying, you know, we're all here on God's magnificent planet to enjoy our lives. And I don't, for the life of me, I don't understand how the color of my skin or anybody else's skin can be so intimidating that you have to call the police. At least have a conversation with the two men and say, why are you here? Who are you waiting for? And if you don't want them waiting in the restaurant, say to them, wait in your car or buy something while you're waiting. At least be polite.
Right.
Because I think we're seeing the lack of respect, like,
on once a again, broad, it's a broad lack of spectrum, communication.
You know,
once again, it
is a lack of communication because, you know, my understanding of being law enforcement, I've been called where people has trespassed on a property. Normally, the owner of the property should tell them, you're no longer, you're not welcome here. You need to leave, and they have that right. If it's private property or public property that they're in control of, if they don't leave, the police is called in, and the police gives them the warning, you should leave. They just don't show up and arrest you. But if they refuse to leave, then the police can put you on the arrest for trespassing.
You'd like to be a fly on the wall and see exactly to detail what happened, right?
How many people walk around in Walmart and doesn't buy anything? Are they trespassing? How many people sits in McDonald's and just drink water? Are they trespassing?
Right. Great, good questions to ask ourselves on our conscious, to be conscious of what's going on around us. Right.
Yeah, for me, if these warnings wasn't properly given to the individual and the police arrest them, then we have a unlawful arrest. We have a situation where their rights could be violated unless the proper warning was given and they have given an opportunity to leave.
To heed the warning.
Right.
Yes.
But
I was saying, you know, I've stopped many of times while driving various places and asked to use a restroom. And I'm Indian, and I see a lot of Indian gas station owners, and they'll say, well, if you're not buying gas, you can't use the restroom. And I just look at them, and I go, seriously? Really? And I just, like, okay, I'm leaving. But I don't have an attitude about it. I just say that in my mind. I'm not going to say that to them because at that point, I'm just being disrespectful. But I respect their right, who they want to use their bathroom or whatever. But I'm just saying, we've had a lot of conversations about this, and it seems to be a hot topic. The other one is, you know, we heard a lot about James Comey versus the president.
Right. Did you see the interview last night?
I watched it, but you know what? The whole thing is just so disappointing. The lack of respect in our nation right now, from the top to the bottom. I'm just hoping that everybody starts showing each other respect. Because if you want respect, you have to give it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm picking up my book on Tuesday.
Yeah, I ordered mine. Right. I ordered mine from Amazon. And you know, we were very upset with the letter that went out 10 days before the election.
Think of how many books he sold last night
He sold a lot of books.
I'm dying to read it. But you know what? I don't think it's about selling books with him. I think he really wants to get the story out about how he felt being in that position. I really do.
Right.
But, you know, the FBI had to vet the book. Okay, so... You know, I've been vetted by the FBI a couple of times in military and law enforcement, a background check. So if the FBI said the book is okay, then it shouldn't be no lies in it. That's what.
But there might be some things not said in it as well.
Yeah, I think
censored, if you will.
Yes.
Well, here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, when you tune in to WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7, you get some conversation.
That's
we
right.
do. We try to be fair.
We're kind of uncensored, but we're responsible.
Well, you got to be responsible. Freedom of speech comes with a responsibility. And I'm just saying, you know, we're learning things like the leaker. I mean, what exactly is a leaker, you
right.
know? But, you know, we've all been in situations in our jobs where we know that supervisor, we know that person that we just can't stomach. We're feeling nauseated to go to work. But everybody needs health insurance. Everybody needs a paycheck. Everybody needs their job. And so people, I know for a fact, a lot of us put up with a lot of stuff at work.
Yep.
Not this job that I have now, but I've been in situations with jobs where I've had to kind of, you just have to try your best to make your days work. Because
right.
you can't complain about everything because then you become targeted. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. I mean, that happened to my family members and friends and a lot of people that I know. So people have learned their way around jobs, per se. So anyway, so Randy is here. And so Randy, tell us a little bit. He is a longtime military and civilian law enforcement career official, I have to say. Gosh, you've done so much. 25 years on the federal, state, and local levels. He also ran for office two years ago. And now he is here to introduce us to his friend Kenny Johnson, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's in store for Foster Experts and what you're doing with the company.
Well, let me briefly talk about Foster Experts. I started this right after the 2016 election. when I ran for the county commission, Brevard County Commission. Unfortunately, I lost by a couple of votes. I think the Russian hacked my election. but that's a, you know.
I heard him speak about that last
time. Yeah, it was a kind of collusion between John Tobiah and the Russians. But anyway, I started Foster Experts. It was, the idea came to me by an attorney in Brevard County, Steve Henderson. He was running for judge. And he said, Randy, you should go into expert witness. And I thought about it and thought about it. I said, well, if I don't win, I think I'll do that. And that's what I did. And ever since then, it's been like a rocket. My business has been going up. My first customer came out of New York City, a big law firm in New York City, against my old agency, the U.S. Marshals, was got a firefighter shot by AK-47. And that's, it's a long story, but that's one of my first cases. And been getting cases ever since off the internet, and some travels. I've been to Birmingham, Alabama. I've been to D.C. It saved a couple of people business because the government was going to shut them down because a police action, a crime, actually a murder took place in a nightclub that was going to be shut down, and I was able to lend my expertise to show the city council that it wasn't the owner's fault. The owner took every security measure to prevent that, and it still happened.
Sounds like you could write a few books about some of the clients yeah. you're coming in contact with.
So I'm getting a lot of cases, a lot of lawyers. I have a state contract, a vendor contract with the state of Florida, with some public defender's office. And basically what I do is I give advice and consultation on police misconduct or civil rights incident and also criminal incident. Example, the district attorney could charge someone a crime, but they might overcharge. And I could look at the elements and say, no, this person didn't do murder. They might did manslaughter. That's just giving an example. So I could come in and help a defense attorney with that. But I like to take on a lot of projects, so I decided to run for city council.
I was just going to say, how do you find time? Because it sounds like you have a busy day as it is from probably 7 a.m. to midnight.
Yes, and on the weekends too. But I decided to run for Palm Bay City Council, and I, after 7 months of entering the race back in last year, last August, I have to withdraw because I had a business opportunity that I couldn't refuse to be a brand ambassador to represent this company in law enforcement and military. I love law enforcement, and I'm going to continue to do my best and making sure that
your career spans 25 years. That's a long time. Yeah. You know what that makes me think of? One of these gentlemen who was fired from the FBI, was it Andrew McCabe, I think?
Yes.
2 days before his pension. That probably would hurt, wouldn't it, if that, happened?
That would probably make
ouch.
Me...
That still makes me say, ouch. Yeah.
That would probably make me real... I'm glad, you know, they took away his gun because somebody could have got hurt. yeah. You spent 20 years of your life on the line and they fire you the last day. I know... A lot of people got different issues. He might have did something wrong. Every law enforcement officer do something wrong in their career. But to take away a person pinching, that could affect them the rest of his days.
Yeah, because how many of us plan our lives according to when we retire, we get our pensions. Sure. We're going to do this. We're going to pay this off. We're going to, you know, it's sad in a way, you know?
You don't wait till the last day tragic. To fire somebody. But the FBI don't have the civil service protection like the U.S. Marshal does. But I withdrew from the race, and I contact one of my volunteers, Kenny Johnson. He was my volunteer when I was running for the county commission. He was such an exciting young man with a bright future. I kind of coached him and tried to
talked him into it
to get in this race because I think he's the future of Palm Bay. So I'm going to shut up and let him talk. But Kenny, you can introduce yourself.
Well, Kenny, I was fortunate to meet Kenny last Saturday. We all went to training and I met him, and I knew he'd be coming on the show because we talked about it. So I'm glad you're here as a friend of the show.
Me.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you,
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Brevard County. I was born in Melbourne, Florida. My father, he's an Army veteran, so we traveled all across the country. But after he retired and came back from Operation Iraqi Freedom, we moved back to Palm Bay, Florida. I lived here since I was in middle school and graduated from Bayside High School. Got a football scholarship where I played collegiate football at Charleston Southern. And I got my degree in criminal justice and then moved back here.
You know, and when I look at you, Kenny, you know, they always tell us to be an advocate for things that are important to us in our community. And I can tell just by looking at you and your background, the environment in which you were raised, you are an advocate for the community.
Yes, ma'am.
And for those that live here. So what are some of the things that you would like to change now that you've decided to throw your hat in and you're running for the Palm Bay City Council seat 4?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Definitely. One of the main things for me is having a strong and safe community. Palm Bay is expanding and it's going to continue to expand. But with that brings in more people and the possibility of more crime. I want to make sure our citizens, especially our youth, because that's really what I cater a lot of my time to the younger generation. I want to make sure they're safe and that their security is ensured by both the citizens and the police. So I want to make sure we build that bond between our police department, Palm Bay Police Department, Chief Rogers, who is doing a wonderful job in being proactive instead of reactive, working with the community, going to the schools, things of that nature.
But he's got a lot of accolades and like world-renowned kind of accolades for our Palm Bay Police Department and for the policies that he's put in.
Yes, and we need to get behind that. It can't just be the police department's doing all the work to work with the citizens. We got to be able to and be willing to meet them halfway there, which is also a factor of trust, which I think there's a lack of trust with
and respect.
Yep, and respect.
Respect, trust, and integrity, right? We always talk about those things.
Yep, and there, I feel that's lacking within City Hall as well. There's a lack of trust between the citizens and those on council at these meetings that I've attended and just different things that are going on. So I want to be able to just be a breath of fresh air and be able to rebuild that trust between the citizens of Palm Bay and those in City Hall.
And they say that one of the best things that a person can do when running for office is listen. Have you been listening to some of the people in your district?
Yes, I definitely have.
And what are some of the issues that they're concerned about?
The main one is the roads.
No, Ellen said that last time when Randy came on, we told him about the roads. Now, of lately, we've been hearing a lot about what happened in Parkland at the high school, the shooting. And I know that a lot of us have our opinions one way or the other. Should we arm teachers or not? I know your campaign is young, but do you have an opinion on that one way or the other?
Oh, yes, I do. I definitely feel both my parents. My dad's retired military. Like I said, he's an Army veteran, 22 years. And he would definitely stand by what I'm saying, where even as a retired veteran, he wouldn't even feel comfortable with having other teachers armed. And I feel the same way. I feel we need to just hold our officers to the standard that they've been held and just trust in them, keeping our kids safe because they're the ones that are trained for it. Our teachers are trained to educate our kids. Our officers are trained to keep our kids safe, to protect and serve.
Yeah, and I know, Randy, you probably have an opinion on that as well.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
I was holding back.
Yeah.
The job of law enforcement is to serve and protect. It's on every law enforcement police car, and that's the job. The job of a teacher is to teach and nourish our kids. That's not their job to, they protect them in an environment, but not with a gun. And we don't need, five, 10, 15 guns walking around in the school. We need an officer in the school. The amount of money they're going to spend on training teachers how to shoot a firearm and the amount of guns they're going to purchase for a teacher to have a firearm, you could put two police officers there.
Yes.
It don't make any sense.
It's downright scary when you think about it because, you know, what if the teacher has, well, of course, the teacher's going to have to put the gun on the lock and key or lock it up in some safe. And then they're going to probably, in the time of distress or some activity that's taking place in the school, you're going to have to remember the code, right? Then you, what if you forget? What if one of the kids remember the code?
But there's a whole emotional and mental process that, you know, when somebody's cut out for law enforcement, you know, and then you go through a lot of psychological and physical training to be able to do all of those things. And that's not what a teacher.
What if it's a student?
What if it's
a student that the teacher knows or she taught in a grade before? I mean, I think we're setting up the teachers to fail, you know? I would much rather pay a little more in taxes to make sure that we have enforcement officers, law enforcement officers in all the schools. And it shouldn't be schools in certain districts. It should be every school.
Agreed.
Protect your schools and protect the community. And the other thing is invest in the communities. Invest in what, if you want to invest in public education, you've got to invest in the community as well.
Agreed.
Right? And I see a nod in your head. So tell us, that must be one of your issues that you're going to be running on for Palm Bay City Council seat 4?
Definitely. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me your thoughts on public education.
One big thing that I think has been thrown to the wayside that I definitely want to make sure I do my best to find a solution for or work with others is vocational and trade schools. We need to educate these kids and provide different jobs and opportunities for them so that way we can keep the money in Brevard County, keep it in Palm Bay. You know, we should have welding classes at all these different schools, auto repair everywhere,
plumbing.
Yeah.
That way these kids can learn, just like myself, I'm a 2-year business owner. These kids can learn to be their own business owners, or some of these young kids, they're 13, 14, 15. By the time they graduate, they might be the same ones to help repair these roads that we've been waiting to be repaired for over 20 years.
Yes. I can tell you the bike paths in Palm Bay, because there's like miles of bike paths. I don't know if you have the map. I do. I have the map. The bike paths are much better than some of the roads. That's bad.
And it shouldn't be that way.
So, Kenny, you said when you started telling our listeners on Viewpoint with Cena and Friends a little bit about yourself that your father has played a big role in your life as well.
He really has.
And so you look like you've gotten the guidance and the mentoring that you needed from your parents.
Yes.
How would you get that message out that all children need guidance and all children need mentors and community leaders to step forward? Because a lot of people make it in this world and they don't come back to give back to us like Randy does, or you're planning to.
Yep.
So what would you say? What is your message to those who are listening, how to get involved in their community?
First, the same way we were talking earlier, that there's a lack of intelligent conversations, you need to listen to your children. Have them put the tablet away, turn off the TV at dinner, listen to them. Find out what's going on. Find out if they do feel bullied. Find out if they're lacking in a subject or they need help on something. Because if you're not listening, you can't get to the root of the problem. That's the first thing that I say address. And we all say we're too busy, but you make time for what's important. And I don't have any children of my own, but I volunteer at different schools to work with kids that are at risk because it's important to me. I don't want to see the numbers in jails and prison rise. I'd rather see the number in employment and small business owners rise.
Yeah, that's a whole different show, the prison system.
Yep.
And who profits from it. So you're a small business owner. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yes, ma'am. My business name is Top Notch Training. We provide personal training and sports performance training for all of Brevard. We're almost 2 years old, and we're looking to just be the capital of training and health and fitness for everybody here that's looking to just whether get in shape for the beach, or they have just a goal, or they want to get off their medication for diabetes or high blood pressure. Yeah. Whatever it is,
yes,
we're here to cater to every level of fitness.
And do you have a website already set up for your campaign? I mean, you were pretty much talked into this. You went from the top-notch volunteer for Palm Bay City Council 4, and then Randy decides that his business is doing well, and he's well sought after for what he's doing, expert witness that he is. Mm-hmm. And now he's outsourced his job to you. Thank God you live right there in Palm Bay.
Yep.
So how can people find you if they want to know a little bit more about your small business, the issues you're running on, and why you decided to jump in?
Okay, they can find me on either Twitter, Facebook, or our website is upcoming right now. So for Twitter, they can find me at Kenny for Palm Bay, at Kenny for Palm Bay. On Facebook, you can type in Kenny Johnson, Palm Bay Seat 4. And then for the website, it'll be up and running by this weekend. It'll be kennyforpalmbay.com.
So I with the few remaining minutes left, now there has to be something positive about campaigning and something negative. Tell me a couple of the positive things that you've seen so far.
The love and support I've received from my city. Like I said, I'm from here, and this community has just gotten behind me. And there's days where, you know, I'm like, I might be stressing, and that's when I just take the time to pray. And then when I open my eyes, I see so many faces.
You have to believe in yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to have a great attitude, be confident, and believe in what you're doing.
And you have a gym to go work out.
Yeah, work out the stress. Yeah, you're right.
And you know, just a bit of advice, because I ran for office myself too. There are always people who are willing to say, bring you down and say, oh, why are you doing this? You know, it's just going to be so difficult. The incumbent always wins. And you know, I think to those people, you have to say, let me try.
Yes.
You have to try. You don't know how something is going to turn out unless you give it 100% of your being.
Yes, ma'am.
You never give up. And I see Randy wants to say something about
that.
Yeah,
I'd like to say something. I definitely endorse and support Kenny Johnson for this race. He haven't toot his horn as much as I would like him to do. He has been involved in the community for a long time. He's set up community programs, bringing cops and unity. What's the name of that?
Unity within the community.
He brought the police together along with the African-American community. He done a lot. And we have an opportunity in Palm Bay to bring someone young, to bring the youth involved in politics. Kenny can do that. It's time to move out the old and bring in the new.
Fresh ideas.
Yeah. New thinking, millenniums. We got to change the guard.
I think if you change your way of thinking and your behavior, you can change your community.
Yes.
Think life is all about your behavior and your attitude. And if you could change that, and if you could make a difference, why not? I mean, nobody said a certain type of person can run for office. Anybody who feels they can make a difference in their community and stay engaged, they should do it. And I really applaud you for doing it. That's really wonderful.
Thank you, ma'am.
So give us, do you have a phone number that people can contact you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you want to give that now, you can.
Okay, my phone number is 321-298-8197. That is Kenny Johnson, 321-298-8197.
All right, do we have any minutes left, or you just nodding?
Well, let me just do a quick public service announcement for Earth Day that's coming up. And it actually will roll right into our next sponsor, who will be speaking in just a few minutes after our regular sponsors. Earth Day Expo is Saturday, April 21st. If you remember correctly, we had Jenny Battig here from Unity Church, and that is where the Earth Day Expo is going to be held, which is at Unity of Melbourne, 2401 North Harbor City Boulevard. It is free admission. They're going to have giveaways, raffle prizes, and lots of sponsors. They'll be friendly, family-friendly eco arts and crafts. They're going to have a drum circle, farmers market, vegan samples, and local food vendors. So make sure you stop out Saturday, April 21st from 10 to 4 at Unity of Melbourne on Harbor City Boulevard. And we're going to hear from our sponsors real quick.
Wait, I just want to have 30 seconds for Kenny. Randy thinks you didn't say enough. Okay. And I don't mind waiting on my sponsors for you to say this. I want you to give my listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends your 30-second elevator speech. Because people are going to meet you and they're going to shake your hand, a robust shake, and they'll say, why are you running for office?
All right, well, I'm running for office because I want to serve my community of Palm Bay that I'm from. I've gotten tired of watching from the sidelines, and I feel that the growth and process that Palm Bay is going towards needs the right leadership, and I believe that I am that leadership. That I can help unify the community, and we can reach levels that we've never seen before with Palm Bay, Florida.
Great. Hoorah!
Hoorah! He did great.
So we're going to hear from our sponsors really quickly, and we'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Thank you.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, and so and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haulaway available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MEDFAST Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With 3 locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We had a robust first half an hour with Kenny Johnson, who came with his friend Randy Foster. And as you all know, Randy is a friend of our show. He's a longtime military and civilian law enforcement officer. His career spanned over 25 years in the federal, state, and local levels, and he's also the CEO of Foster Experts, a law enforcement expert witness company. And so the second segment is with my friend Kimberly Newton, and I'm amazed at how much she does. She homeschools her children, is a mom, a wife, a mother, and she also finds time to be an elder ambassador. And you're probably wondering, what is an elder ambassador? And it's all about volunteering with the Commission on Aging, and they're focused on increasing awareness of elder services and opportunities here in Central Florida. So Kim's going to tell us a little bit about that in a minute. But before she does that, she brought in her two lovely children, Lily and Zachariah. And Zach is going to tell us who is sponsoring the segment for his mom to be here to speak about being an elder ambassador. Welcome,
Thank you,
Zach.
Sita.
You look really nice in your nice plaid shirt, and you're 14?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
And he's not shy at all. He's going to tell us.
So I'm Zachariah, as Sita mentioned. I started Eco Earth Friends with my brother and sister, Ryan and Lily Nguyen. Eco Earth Friends is all about educating my generation and everyone about sustainability and how to take care of our Earth. We share information about why not to use plastic, not to litter, and how to live an environmentally friendly life. Check us out at Eco Earth Friends on Facebook. And we will be at Central Florida Earth Day this weekend in Orlando. And you can find out more about the Orlando Earth Day Festival on our Facebook page. That, again, is Eco Earth Friends.
Right. What do you, so you've been involved in doing stuff to help our planet Earth.
Yes.
Well, how did you get involved?
Well, ever since I was a toddler, literally, I've been picking up garbage. I was in the nutrition contest in 4-H. I've been very involved. I've been, besides just...
Beach cleanup.
Yes, yes. Definitely. We've been doing lots of beach cleanups. And we educate during the bear kill in 2016, I think it was, or 15. I actually gave a speech about why it's important, why we need to keep the bears safe, and about how that they're going to be endangered if we don't.
Yeah. And did you what do you think, what did you think about the fish kill when we had all the fish that washed up?
That was terrible.
Yes.
I was like literally on the front line for that. We were I'm not sure if you're familiar with Captain Alex, what's Alex's?
Alex
Gricky. Alex Gricky was a big deal in that. We were discussing that a lot with him. And actually, there might be another one, if you heard of that.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it on the newspaper.
Yeah, we're pretty sure there's a second one about to start.
Yeah, and you know, I try to tell people when I see them, like, you know, people get all excited when something happens, like they get red eye or something, right? Mm-hmm. But you try to tell them about the septic tank. You try to tell them about yard waste. You try to tell them about the chemicals they're using on their lawns.
Yeah, fertilizer.
How do you, as a child, how do you approach that subject with people?
Well, fertilizer runoff is pretty much my biggest,
issue,
yeah. No one knows, and if they do, they just don't care that their fertilizer is running out into our canals and ditches and going directly into our waterways. And also the septic tanks are...
If they're leaking.
Yep, they're leaking, and they're going into our river. And our water supply is being poisoned, and our fish are being poisoned.
Yeah, and you know what's sad about it is we don't have enough voices speaking about these issues. People only speak about it when it affects them, but it affects a community at large. I mean, I've always thought about it too, like as a nurse, sometimes we have to flush pills down the toilet, pills that are no longer in use. And I always think about that when it goes into the waters. And so I think all of us could do little things to change the environment. Do you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Do you have any things that you could tell them?
A little bit turns into a lot.
Yeah, do you have any things that you could tell us before your mom takes over the mic that people can be doing to save our environment, help our planet?
Yes. Don't litter and pick up litter. And conserve water.
What about straws? How do you feel about straws?
Yes, definitely. Straws, I don't know if you saw the YouTube video of, there was a turtle with a straw literally in its nostril.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yes.
I saw that.
And
tragic.
There are thousands of straws going into the ocean each day. Each year, and killing sea turtles and fish and other marine life, and they try and digest the straws, but they can't, obviously, and they can't let the straws pass, and they die.
So, what do you want to be when you grow up, Zachary?
I kind of want to be a biologist, and if not, an engineer.
Yeah,
I actually found interest in that.
Did I say Zachary? Zachariah.
Zachariah.
Yep. Zachary, such a cute name. Well, you are so adorable. We need to have you back on the show again.
I'd love
I think I can do a whole segment just you and I and Ellen just talking about the environment, because, you know, we try to make the show to where it's unscripted. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like you have to have a certain script in front of you to talk. Mm-hmm. It just comes from your heart. And I think if you really care about the planet and its inhabitants, whether it's here or the Middle East or the Caribbean where I'm from, if you care about it and it comes from your heart, you don't really need anything else. You just get the information right from your brain because it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're one of those kids because you've been doing this since you were little. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, how sweet. Kim, you should be so proud of him.
I'm very thankful that he is an exceptional young man, absolutely.
Yeah, he's homeschooled. She said there's hope because her older son got an... What did he get accepted at?
Well, he hasn't gotten his confirmation yet, but he's applied to several good colleges.
Ivy League schools.
Yes.
Yes. So Kimberly's here, and Kimberly is going to talk a little bit about being a volunteer with the Commission on Aging. And, you know, they do so much. They do counseling for caregivers monthly. They have an aging e-newsletter, an elder ambassador program, fraud resource and protection guide, senior sensitivity training, and so much more. So, Kim, tell us a little bit about what you do with the outreach program.
Okay, thank you, Sita. And thank you for spending that time with Zachariah, too. That was great. I really
appreciate that conversation.
Well, and he's a great sponsor.
Yeah.
He was definitely the best sponsor that I approached to come along today. The Elder Ambassador Program is definitely the heart of my advocacy. They take it upon themselves to reach the community basically at this time without any budget at all. So the Orange County Commission, while it's not specific to Brevard, does cover a lot of what is on, what is available for the state of Florida in regards to resources that help caregivers link with the needs that they have, as especially they become new caregivers. That transition for families is never an easy one. It's something that has to be learned, and my advocacy, while it stems from my Elder Ambassador program with Orange County, it's much more than that. My advocacy is for caregivers and for them to understand that this is a huge change of life and to be validated in that. So often when a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal disease or a life-changing event like dementia, there's not that support that validates that you're going to restructure your entire life from now on. It's not a death sentence, if you will, even though...
But it is, being a nurse, I can tell you, life changes. So how did you get involved with this?
Well, it definitely came from my own personal experience as a caregiver. I've been a caregiver, as I've been able to recognize, since I was about 16 years old, which is several decades ago. I first became a caregiver for my own grandmother when she wasn't able to drive and she just needed basic assistance like going to the grocery store or bringing dinner to her. And through that, it morphed in all the years as she became older, and then my own parents became older, and I realized that I was in...
It's life-changing.
The famed term, the sandwich generation.
Yes.
Where my parents, I was starting to care for them as well as caring for my own children. So that was definitely the motivation for me becoming an advocate for caregivers, was my own seeking of help and assistance and someone to guide me through this new endeavor that I was in. And that's how I found the Elder Ambassador Program, and it's been a match ever since.
So, Kim, what exactly is ageism?
Well, the specific definition is very simple. It's a prejudice or a discrimination on the basis of a person's age. That can be old or young. Much more often, it's based on someone becoming older. Society, our culture, definitely tends to begin to devalue you, especially even in retirement, if you're self-sufficient. But if you reach an age where you're able to leave the workforce or you need to leave the workforce due to health or just you've retired, there's a lot of discrimination for families and for people that they're not as valuable in our society any longer, and they should be put aside.
Sometimes I feel we live in a throwaway society.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know, like, when I was a little girl back in Trinidad and Tobago, the elderly were people that people looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
They were caregivers, and they gave advice. You didn't have to make an appointment to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist because grandma, aunts, cousins, people were there to give you their life experience.
That's beautiful.
So they were not a throwaway society, and they still aren't. You know, mm-hmm. And I don't like that about the United States at times and other countries, because I do feel like people need to be educated on aging and the disease process, the death and dying process.
Absolutely.
That it's part of life. Also, being a nurse myself and working in the nursing homes a lot, I see a lot of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that was one of the things we were going to talk about. What exactly is dementia and what are some of the treatments and how can you help somebody who's going through that? So if you want to tell us a little bit about that, that would be great.
Absolutely. First, I want to point out that dementia is a huge umbrella that covers many diseases. Obviously, Alzheimer's is most prevalent and most newsworthy for most occasions. But dementia is any chronic or persistent disorder of a mental process from brain disease, brain injury, underlying illness that causes a change and a continued impaired ability to reason. There are several things that can cause dementia. Alzheimer's is just one of them. There's vitamin deficiencies, specifically low potassium, a UTI, thyroid issues, latent and often undiagnosed syphilis, hearing loss, sleep disorders, immune diseases, and very often, second to none, the cause for dementia is depression and anxiety. And as someone ages and they're beginning to feel that lesser value in themselves and their self-worth.
And they get depressed. And we really can't prevent dementia, but we can certainly try our best to maintain and help families and help the patients.
Well, there are a lot of dementias that can be completely 100% preventable if the right diagnosis is made. And right now we have a big push through our Orange County program, especially is where I'm familiar with, that we want to get correct diagnosis out there. So when you go see your primary care physician and you're discussing issues about, I'm forgetful, is it my age, I've misplaced things, you know, the basic conversation that so many of us have as we begin to age about different things that are happening with the way we think, so often it's just that you forgot.
Well, I know what a UTI, normally it's confusion.
Absolutely.
They get confused. It's not
hallucinations,
as much of dementia as it is confusion. That's curable.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
But a lot of the patients that I've taken care of throughout my nursing career, I've noticed once they get to that point, it's more like you have to validate their existence.
Absolutely.
They would ask, they would say, well, where's my mother? Have you seen my children? And instead of trying to say, well, your children are no longer here, your mother and father's passed away, you try to live in their world.
That's excellent, Sita. Absolutely.
You know, and you try to say, well, you know, your mother is out shopping. She'll be back soon.
Definitely.
Because when you help with the anxiety, you help the patient to live in the present.
Exactly.
You know, because some, I've seen people try to correct them and try to bring, you
that
can't
never
do that.
Works. No.
That never works.
You want to reach the person where they are. And when a person is in that stage of dementia, you're not going to convince them or bring them back to where you are. You need to be where they're at, meet them where they're comfortable, where they're having their moment at that day or that moment.
Right. And today, April 16th, is the National Healthcare Conversation Day.
Yes,
and everybody saw my post that I put up about Barbara Bush,
mm-hmm.
That she had chosen not to be hospitalized anymore, but die with dignity at home, surrounded by loved ones. And I thought that was, I just want to say that our hearts and thoughts and prayers goes out to that family, the
Absolutely,
Bush family.
Yes.
Boy, she really gave us a lot in this planet. Two presidents. Well, one president and one husband.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so you wanted to
governor.
Talk a little bit about that as well, about the national, the conversation we should be having today for National Healthcare Day.
Yes. Actually, it's a little bit of fun why it's designated as National Healthcare Conversation Day, April 16th, because the only two definites in life are death and taxes. And taxes was yesterday, so let's talk about death today now that we've got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Even though we had an extra day because
we
of the weekend
extra,
this year.
I was going to say, hey, it was a bonus.
Right?
Bonus year.
So, Kim, let's say somebody is having issues and they have a family who they think has the early signs and symptoms of dementia. What kind of resources are available to help someone? And does the Commission on Aging, do you have any statistics that you could give us?
Well, yes. The biggest thing to do is seek out a professional that either specializes in geriatric or dementia care. We have a huge decline in geriatric-specific physicians and healthcare providers in our country. It's not monetarily a grow zone for them, so they don't work in that because of our cuts to Medicare, because of our instability in our healthcare provisions right now. A lot of doctors are backing out of that space so that they can maintain the incomes that they've had because it's been negligible. So your first encouragement is definitely find a physician that deals with aging people. Not everyone is going to be that person. Not every doctor, not every nurse practitioner is going to have that specific knowledge. And make sure that you do go to somewhere that is going to give you a brain analysis, that is going to thoroughly sit with you and listen to what you're experiencing and be able to make assessments based on their knowledge and what you're telling them. Every diagnosis is going to be different. Again, we went through a few other things that can cause the dementia.
Yes.
So the sooner that you get a correct diagnosis and you have a physician that knows what they're doing working with you, then you'll be able to do treatments. You'll be able to look at preventions for the disease growing further along. And that's really key at that point.
Yeah, I like that the Orange County Commission on Aging is focused on increasing awareness of the elder services and opportunities in Central Florida. And what are some of the ways that they're getting the message out to people?
We do a lot of vendor fairs. I personally do a lot of public speaking. We go out to events, to church communities, any kind of faith community, homeowners associations, community fairs. Our county employees have a lot of health fairs that we go out to. And I'll speak and connect them with the resources available through Orange County. I am new to Brevard, and I'm still working on my networking through here with Brevard County. But if you reach out and you even Google the Office on Aging in Brevard County, Orange County, any county in Florida, the links that you'll get, especially if you go with anything, .gov, of course, will be able to connect you with local resources here in Brevard County.
And it's not only about the patient or the resident who is diagnosed with dementia, but it's also about the family members. It's
always
about the caregivers.
Always.
So what do they do for the caregivers to give them a little break?
Well, as a caregiver myself and coming out of a very long, beautiful time in life of caring for my father, I will tell you that the most important thing is that you continue to acknowledge that you are giving care, but you're not just the caregiver. Who were you before you became the caregiver? You were a wife, a mother, a daughter. Who was that person? And remember that that's still a relationship that you want to keep intact with your person that you're taking care of, and you still want to be the mother, the wife, the husband, whoever that is. And definitely self-care. Take the time for yourself. If it's 5 minutes, take 5 minutes.
Now, an elder ambassador provides like an overview on all different topics with aging. Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to have an elder ambassador such as yourself speak at their homeowners meeting or maybe a group or community, how do they find an elder ambassador? And I love that title, too. You are an elder ambassador. It's beautiful.
Yes. Well, for Orange County, you would be able to get one of us to come out. We don't do specifically Orange County. We do Seminole, Osceola, and Orange. But Brevard, I would love to, as I continue to network and get to know more people here, see what implementing of a program similar to this that we can use. As far as for myself, you can find me on Facebook, and I can help connect you. There's really a lot of resources here in Brevard County. As I have been learning about the network here, I've been so impressed by the grassroots advocacy for our dementia patients in this community.
I love it. I mean, and it tells us that the elder ambassadors, for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this morning, the elder ambassador volunteers, they share their knowledge by providing free seminars to faith, civic, and homeowners association and community groups, participate as vendors at local resource fairs. They just share information for someone who is in that position where they have to care for a loved one, whether at home or putting them in our ALF or a nursing home. And I love all the topics that they offer. So, Kim, you also deal with people who just want to have respite care as well. So tell our listeners a little bit about what exactly is respite care.
I would love to. This is my biggest campaign that I really like to push is our respite campaign. A lot of people don't even know what respite is, so let me first define that respite is actually taking a break. Respite is very simple. It's taking time for yourself, like I was just saying about self-care. A lot of times when we have a person that we're caring for, we don't have a break. There isn't another person who, even if they're available to come and sit with your person for a couple of hours, you have concern because of the level of care that someone may need, that that time will be spent wisely, that your person will be safe. So respite care is actually covered through some insurance. There are several adult day facilities that can help. I wish I could give you the names off the top of my head here in Brevard, but yeah, I'll link
we'll
that on my
it.
Facebook.
We'll put it on a link.
Great, definitely. So respite is basically just a time for the caregiver to have a break, and it seems very simple, but our statistics come back where over 90% of caregivers never have respite. None. Not a 5-minute break in any given week.
So I know of two, Joe's Club and also Sarah Care.
Right.
Okay. So those are two big ones that
those are daycares that you can put them during the day. But I mean, sometimes people just want to have a night and day. They want to have a weekend or a couple of days. And I know there are certain facilities you can put a loved one in.
Before we go,
we have a few more minutes left. And also, we talk about respite care. That's when you give people a break. We also have palliative care and hospice care, where we are friends with Hospice of St. Francis. They're one of our sponsors as well. So what is your what do you think about hospice care?
I think hospice is excellent. I think sometimes the myths that surround hospice, that it's your last moments and that it is time to call when the person is ready to pass, are not correct. Hospice can do a lot to alleviate the discomforts,
pain and suffering,
absolutely, and also provide that respite if you are the caregiver and you need a few moments to yourself, because you really should take that. I will say that the one initiation with hospice is once you do engage in that relationship initially, it is no longer life prolonging. So any treatments or any medications that would be giving that would be prolonging your life would be discontinued.
It's all about comfort.
Exactly. But at that point, when you make that decision and that healthcare decision about what you want for your life, then that's where you need to be.
So we just want to give a shout out to our listeners who are tuning in. Thank you so much for downloading our shows on iTunes and watching
for the great response on Facebook Live.
Yes, yes. We're trying. Also, the voice that you've been hearing talking about what we should do for our elderly and the love and compassion that they deserve. And that's Kimberly Newton, and she is an elder ambassador. And I really like it. I never knew that there were elder ambassadors. I always thought they had to be paid positions. But you're doing so much, Kim. Thank you so much.
In addition to
homeschooling Zachary and Lily, you're also giving so much to our community and staying engaged. And being a nurse myself, I see so many families that come in and they've got so many issues with loved ones and families and how to pay for care and what they should do with their homes and what they should do with their bank accounts. And, you know, people have a lot of problems. And so it's nice to have someone that they could sit down and talk to and someone that listens.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. Do you want to give us a phone number or a website or anything if somebody wants to contact you?
Yes, the best way to contact me is on Facebook at The Caregiver Map. And my name, Kimberly Newton, The Caregiver Map.
That's awesome. Well, once again, friends and family, please make sure you tune into our Facebook page because we will post all of the information. We also have our Eco Friends piece posted as well as Kenny Johnson for Palm Bay. And we are looking forward to participating in all of those great, great things.
Yeah.
Great things that are going
Become
on.
Become an elder advocate if you have time.
Tune in next week.
Yes.
Tune in next week. Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you, folks.
The time goes by.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
We bow down and confess